Joe Fisher joins us now. He's always up plenty early for our updates at 6:55 here on the Wake Up Zone. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Always have to set that alarm early.
That's right.
Joe, I thought it was really interesting, and I really didn't know this, the uncommon bond that exists between Don Meyer and Tim Corbin.
Yeah.
And how they become close friends. Don Meyer, of course, the former Lipscomb coach, now at Northern State, who just beat Bob Knight's record for career wins by a coach, and of course is going through this incredible ordeal with the amputation of one of his lower legs, and of course he's also battling cancer. But just the friendship he has struck up with Corbin over the last few years, and you know, Tim flew in to see that game, and I just think it's pretty two very extraordinary people, you know, who have formed a bond.
You know, it's coaches that appreciate, you know, talent in coaching and want to find out how they did things. I know Don Meyer, I think, contacted Tim, you know, when this whole thing began and said, hey, tell me how you turned things around at Vanderbilt. How did you, you know, make that program a winner so quickly? And they started talking about coaching and motivation and athletes and just struck on so many common chords that they really developed a good friendship. And Tim was scheduled to go all along on this trip up to visit with Don, and then he saw that it was going to coincide with the opportunity to pass Bob Knight's record, and I think Tim tried to back out of it. You know, Tim tried to say, you're going to have enough stuff going on, you're going to have, you know, enough to concentrate on, you don't need us, you know, dropping in on you. Well, Don not only apparently insisted that Tim come, but insisted he stay at his house, and so they went and stayed there and had a great visit. But, you know, it's two coaches that have just found so much common ground and common bond and love to talk about athletes and athletics and coaching principles and have just become very, very close friends.
Well, Joe, tomorrow for you guys, you head to Starkville for a game against Mississippi State, 7 o'clock right here on the Zone. And, of course, one thing when you play the Bulldogs, you have to deal with shot blocker extraordinaire Jarvis Varnado. He is a handful inside.
He's a game changer. You know, he may be the best in the country at that. He had only 3 blocks against Alabama, which I guess is low for him. But, you know, Mississippi State is another one of those teams in this conference that, you know, lost a lot of its name players. They lost Jamont Gordon, so many players from last year. But they have replaced them with some great talent. D. Bost is one of the guards. Basically, Rick Stansbury now is starting 4 guards around Jarvis Varnado. And they have become some matchup issues for other teams. And the other night, they had 4 players in double figures. They shot 50% from the field. They made 11 three-pointers. So they do a lot of things really well, and they're going to be a challenge. Vanderbilt hasn't won in Starkville in a long time. It's just been a very difficult place to win, and it'll take a great effort down there to get a win on Saturday.
This is really going to be very interesting to see you know, how the matchups go, because these teams are almost diametric opposites. You know, you mentioned D. Boss, but also, you know, Barry Stewart out of Shelbyville, yep. You know, is off to a good start, and Phil Turner, you know, has played well the last couple of games too. And you know, Mississippi State's off to a 2-0 start. And you got to give Rick Stansbury credit. He keeps reloading there.
He sure does. Yeah, Turner had 17 against Alabama the other day, and Stewart had 13. Stewart had 4 three-pointers in that game. So he is probably their most prolific three-point threat, although Turner had 3 of his own. You're right, though. It is going to be quite a contrast, and matchups will be interesting, you know, to see how Vanderbilt matches up against their, you know, their 4 smaller guard set. See how Mississippi State matches up against Vanderbilt's bigger guys like Taylor and McClellan and so on. So, and Goulburn, who comes in, and Chingang. That's going to be an interesting a battle of styles to see who's able to take advantage of their whatever they perceive to be their matchup advantage.
6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock start here on the Zone. Joe, we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Okay, guys, have a good weekend.